And welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And Henry Kissinger, a famous quote, to be an enemy of America can be dangerous, but to be a friend is fatal. And right now, there are many enemies, and those that used to be friends are now having second thoughts about wanting to be a friend of empire. So, and Henry Kissinger knew, he knew to be an enemy of America can be dangerous, but to be a friend is fatal. No one knew better than Henry Kissinger. He had access to all intel, to security clearances in every part of the government. Military, Pentagon, he had access. We should root for Kamala Harris because the longer Kamala stays in the game, the greater the advantage of Donald Trump becoming president once again. This is putting fear. The people in the Democratic Party, the rulers, those who are really behind the scenes conducting everything, are in a state of shock. They don't know what to do. The only thing to do is to get rid of Kamala, but we want Kamala. We want Kamala. We want Kamala because the longer she stays in, the greater the chances that Donald Trump will resume power once again after the election. Donald Trump, on the 15th of August, he vowed to the underless socialist siege American peoples. Quote, I am announcing today that under my leadership, the United States will commit to the ambitious goal of slashing energy prices by half. No more disruptions. We will have prosperity. We will have peace. This is how we will end the era of inflation, mayhem and misery under Kamala and Crooked Joe, and unleash economic abundance for Americans of every race, religion, color, and creed. So this is these are the statements being made by Donald Trump. You don't have these type of statements being presented by Kamala and company or Joe. Just one of the many statements Trump has made. Another is on August 31st. This was last week. He said that he warned the Biden-Harris regime, the censorship that and colluder Mark Zuckerberg, quote, says Trump. Trump says, quote, we are watching Zuckerberg closely. If he does anything illegal this time, he will spend the rest of his life in prison, as will others who cheat in the 2024 presidential election. Mark Zuckerberg will spend his life in prison. This is why Zuckerberg decided he better come clean, because he knew he's going to be the target. And the Democrats that are going to attempt to throw the election, interfere with fair elections, according to Donald Trump, are going to spend time in jail. Donald Trump, really the best thing for this country and the best thing for the world in general is the re-election of Donald Trump. Donald Trump truly will do more for this culture and the people internationally than Kamala or Kamala's replace, whoever replaces Kamala. Day by day, she once again, they had told her before the debate or before she sat down with Walls, with Dana Bash, weak Bash, that she's not to laugh any longer. She's not to slip into the cackle mode. They told her, don't do it. Well, she didn't listen. She's where she's campaigning now. She's beginning to laugh, cackle, go into hysterics once again. And they realize, the Democratic Party, they realize they have a candidate that is there. They know now that she is not competent. She's not intelligent enough to have a debate. But because she's a woman, she's not black. She's claiming to be black. She's not like Elizabeth Warren, claiming to be part Indian. But the women of this country are in revolt and rebellion against the male figure. And they want Kamala no matter what. She's not fit in any way. Intellectually, she doesn't have the abilities needed to negotiate with other countries on serious matters. But because she's a woman, they want Kamala to be president. So you trade tit for tat. You cut off your nose to spite your face. Kamala can't win. There's another plan that is being considered, and the way to replace Kamala is going to take a great strategy by someone that we know. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
optimistic about the way that things are going.
Oh, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor.
Okay, I have many articles here. I'm not sure how many I'm going to present. I've had to think about, just as I'm listening, watching the news, everything seems to be covered. And there are articles that will never generally reach a great audience. I'm going to read something out of the Yale Divinity students. This is Zero Hedge. This was yesterday. Yale Divinity students forced to read from witch's spell at orientation. The Divinity School coerced students to read from a spell written by a witch as part of its Before the Fall orientation. The three-day orientation, which took place August 21st to 23rd, saw a series of talks and activities preparing incoming students for the year ahead. One of the small group periods was the first activity of orientation. To participate in an incoming student in one of these circles, the discussion opened with a set of restorative circle rules. The rules boiled down to warning to be open-minded. So you're going to, these divinity students are not coming there to be part of a ritual, to be part of a witch's, to read a witch's poem. And to be open-minded, that right there is dangerous. With witches, remember, there are spirits. You want to open yourself up, be open-minded? Well, guess what happens when you're open-minded? Things come in. Doors are opened, and spirits can come in. I'll give you an example. Many Christian young people, they're raised as good Christians, come from good Christian homes. They go to the university, and the first thing that happens is their God consciousness or their faith is destroyed. They go in as God-fearing people. They come out as liberals, drug addicts. They're into sexual perversion. This is what happens when you go to the universities, because they go in and they're open-minded. They don't have the discernment to see what is influencing them. So, the rules, number one, warning to be open-minded. All viewpoints were expected to be heard, that you only have to take what you want from the circle and participate as wanted, at least nominally. And the meeting of the minds was held by this Adrienne Brown. She's a mixed-race, black, queer American writer, a community organizer, facilitator, a witch, and may I say goddess, a goddess witch. After the inclusion, the students were led to read aloud, line by line, And one by one, from her radical gratitude spell, quote, end quote, a meeting of the minds. She ascribes to witchcraft, and it informs her public work. Her website describes her as someone who grows healing ideas in public through her writing, which includes short and long form fiction, nonfiction, spells, tarot, and her music, which includes songwriting and singing and immense musical rituals. Under the name of inclusion, acts of pagan spirituality are being blindedly normalized in educational spaces, the Yale Divinity School being a prime example of such. America has slipped, is slipping deeper into the occult, deeper into paganism, godlessness, witchcraft, and departing and leaving what we were once as a nation based on, which brought such a great blessing to America, Judeo-Christian thought. The writings of the Apostle Paul, teachings of Moses, the prophets of Israel, the writers of the New Testament, and Jesus Christ in the Gospels, being replaced with goddesses, witches in the higher education. This is no longer higher education. This is ways to instruct people to be open to the spiritual realm, to experience the power in the spiritual realm, the power of demons, fallen angels, things that are invisible. People are in the New Age movement, especially. Well, I should say, all of the secret societies, the desire is to experience something greater, to have a spiritual awareness. Greater spiritual awareness to whatever powers are out there. And then it gets deeper. The direction eventually leads to you are God. You are God. We are God. Mankind is God. Collectively, we can be God. We don't need, outside of our own consciousness, we don't need any outside influence. We are God, and we can determine our eternal destiny without Judeo-Christian teachings or thought, the Bible. That's the deception. This is what the enemy, the great enemy of mankind, does. He deceives. And here at Yale, the staff, they would allow this because they, I believe, the majority of them, the great percentage of them, are involved in secret societies. And every secret society, generally, well, no, not generally, all secret societies are anti-Christ. They are anti-God. I stated, I think, 2 weeks ago that we have reached a point as a society, and even maybe, I think, in the world, there is now a great shift spiritually away from God, the true God, Father, who is the Genesis, the beginning of the universe, who is the heir of life, eternal life. Not the heir, he's the originator. The originator, because he was eternally, eternally existed as life. I know many people talk about, they refer to God as a force, a frequency. No, frequencies are for time only. Between the time beginning and time ending, frequencies are for nature, for the universe, for life. Before time was created with mankind and the universe inside of it, there was no frequency. There was life. You can only understand God as life. Life is not a frequency. Life is life. There are these frequencies that we know that when invisible, I guess I can explain it this way. Angels travel in the heavens between earth and God's heaven in Orion at great speed. And in the movement, they were able, using these electronic telescopes and radio, I don't know what you call them, they could hear a static. And the static was coming from Orion. I talked about this last week. And they focused in an area in the Orion's belt. That's where they found this sphere, a balloon that that you cannot see in. You cannot see inside of that through that membrane. But they know it is a whole universe to itself. But from that point to the earth, there was this hissing sound. And that caused the astronomers to start looking to the north and out. Those are the angels coming up and down, back and forth at great speed, coming to the earth to behold the faces of little children. Then they turn and go back up to report to God what is being done with these children. That is one of the main reasons why they're traveling in haste. Those are frequencies. But God is not a frequency. He is life. He's eternal life. He's always existed. He will always exist. And here you have a witch at Yale University practicing her. She's not there just to teach anything. She's there recruiting, trying to destroy true Christianity, the thought of Judeo-Christian teachings. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work? Sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org. That's spillyourguts.org.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360. The Roar of the Rockies. I feel a hot wind on my
shoulder. Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Weekdays, 11 to 1, the Present Truth program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the podcast for both hours on 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site, weeknights from 6 to 7, the first hour of the program plays on 1360KHNC AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. Because of, I present repeatedly that we're in the last decade before Christ returns. We're into the decade already. There are many signs evident to people who are watching. The one sign that everybody is wary of, they don't want to be in the end time, is the two beasts in Revelation chapter 13. The first beast who comes up out of the sea that has 10 horns and 7 heads. Then there's a second beast that comes up out of the land that has 2 horns like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon. And this individual, this beast, exerts all power and right of control of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and all who dwell upon it to exalt and deify the first beast whose deadly wound was healed and to worship him. At some point, the first beast is going to be an assassination attempt and he's going to have a head wound. He's going to die, but he's going to raise from the dead, just like Christ. And the second beast is going to force the world to worship him. But I don't believe it's the whole world. I believe it is the unipolar West. And in the unipolar West, specifically the United States. And this second beast is going to perform great signs, startling miracles, that he even makes fire fall from the sky to earth in men's sight. Because of these signs and miracles, which he's allowed to perform in the presence of the first beast, he deceives those who inhabit the earth, commanding them to erect a statue, an image in the likeness of the beast, whose wound by the sword, who was wounded by a sword and still lives. He is also permitted to impart the breath of life into the beast's image. So there's going to be something in the form of an idol. It's not going to be a hologram. It's going to be an idol of some kind. But he is allowed to and has the ability to give life to this image so that the statue of the beast can actually talk and cause those to be put to death who don't bow down and worship the image of the beast. The world this is something the world was not only not ready for, but are hoping it doesn't happen in our lifetime. He also compels both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be marked with an inscription stamped in their right hands or their foreheads. No one will have the power to buy or sell unless he bears a stamp or the mark or this inscription, and which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. Verse 18, this is discernment. This is a call for those who have wisdom to interpret. Let anyone who has intelligence calculate the number of the beast, for it is of the human number. The number is 666. Now, there's the many who are presently saying that with the vaccinations, this is the mark of the beast, with the graphene oxide, with different things that are being injected. This is, and tattoos, the barcode, this is the mark of the beast. Well, it may be, but the thing is, up until the beast, the first beast, has that head wound and is dead, comes back to life, up to that time, no one will be forced to take the mark of the beast and worship the beast, because the worship of the beast only comes after his resurrection, after his coming back to life. Then anyone who takes that mark, eternal perdition. But up to that time, until that first beast is actually assassinated, you can take marks, you can do all these, you know, there are things that you can do that people are stating presently that are the mark of the beast, that once you take it, you are lost eternally. No. Once you take the mark of the beast after he is raised from the dead and he becomes what the Jewish people refer to as the abomination of desolation, once he's raised from the dead, He will be in Israel, in the temple, declare himself to be God. Once that event, which will be seen internationally, it'll be real time. Once that occurs, and this individual, the first beast, claims to be God, the second beast will then begin to force people to take that mark. Without taking the mark, you can't buy and sell. That is the point at which the mark of the beast actually, that is when those who take that mark, it's eternal perdition. Not before that. Before that, you can have vaccinations, you can have tattoos, you can have chips, you can have all of that placed in you. But not until he raises from the dead and you willingly desire to take the mark. Once you willingly desire to take that mark after his resurrection, then it's eternal perdition for you. I wanted to clarify this because many Christians believe that vaccinations, taking a chip, I wouldn't recommend you take a chip because it's going to affect you physically, but that's not the mark of the beast. That's just you taking a chip, and with it they can possibly control you. I don't know what all the consequences are, but it's not the mark of the beast.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer.
The reason I feel to present this to you is we are going to go, we will go, the world will go to a cashless system in the future. But once we go to the cashless system, that doesn't mean that we are in the, I'll rephrase it. We will go and we will use the world, America, the world will use a cashless system. The mark of the beast system, that the we will be, America will be in a cashless system to the point of, well, I'm trying to phrase this so I don't have to, I don't confuse you. I'm not confused in what I'm trying to present. I just want to present the proper way. The mark of the beast system, where you can't buy and you can't sell, is a system that will last for 3.5 years. From the time of the resurrection of the first beast, for 3.5, the next 3.5 years in the United States, that system will be in place. You won't buy, you can't sell if you don't take that mark. You have free will. You don't have to take it. But if you don't take it, you're going to go hungry. You're going to probably not have any way to do anything. But it's only in what the Christian world we know as the Great Tribulation. In the Great Tribulation, 3.5 year period, it is that, and I know that some Christians, I'm going to, for your sake, I'm going to say that each year will be 360 days. Each year will be 360 days. We will be, the Christian people, we will be, we should, if you understand Bible prophecy, we will be on the timetable of the prophets. 360 days equals a year. So for that 3.5 year period, it's 1,260 days. It's not Julian calendar days or Gregorian calendar days. It is Israel's time clock. So only 3.5 years will that system be in place. Before that, the system where you will be forced or pressed to take the mark, and if you don't, you can't buy and sell. The system will be used before that 3.5 years, that final 3.5 year period. Preceding that time, from this time, from today, September 4th, 2024, in the near future, we will have a digital system where we won't need cash. And we will eventually, this country will eventually go to that cashless system. They're pushing for it. It's going to happen. We can't stop it. But up until that day where the abomination of desolation, the image, is given life by the second beast or the false prophet, we can use that system. We will use that system. But there will be no consequences until the abomination of desolation and that image is given life. Then there will be eternal consequences for those who take that mark. In the Catholic Church, if Francis is still alive, if he should state that the Catholic people, it's acceptable, it would be okay, there will be no punishment for taking that mark and worshiping that image, then know that the Pope, if there is a Pope, if Francis is even alive, it's not too far out, that he is a false shepherd. Same with the Mormon church. If the apostle in the Mormon church tells the Mormon people that it would be okay, there'll be no consequences for worshiping the image, taking the mark, know that you've been deceived. With the Jehovah's Witness, with all of the New Age centers in this country, if you are told that there'll be no consequences, I would say you better run, and you're going to have to make a decision. You're either going to involve yourself in the occult activities in the New Age, or repent of it and meet Jesus Christ. Any nation internationally that recommends or is part of that system, any religion, Lutherans, Greeks, doesn't matter. Know that it is a false religion. The Lutheran Church, it is so dysfunctional that I wouldn't doubt many Lutheran priests would tell their congregations there'll be no consequence for you to take the mark. No, there is consequences according to Revelation chapter 13 and other verses. Those who take the mark in the military are at Armageddon. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll close out the first hour in just a few minutes.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Thank you.
WHNC AM radio here in Johnstown, Colorado. So I know that many times you hear so much in the course of an hour, you can't remember everything. So the first hour will be replayed at 7 p.m. at 6 p.m. tonight, 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. The ground will be set. We will shortly have a way to use only debit or credit or CBDCs, cashless digital currency, and they will eliminate cash in America. Cash will be excluded from transactions because they have to set the groundwork for worship. The beast system, the cashless system, is not just to buy and sell. You have to make a decision who you're going to worship. When this beast, this abomination of desolation, who declares himself to be God, he demands worship. So it's not just that you can't buy and sell, but you have to worship this individual because he's declared himself to be God. And by using your own free will to make the decision to worship him means that you have utterly rejected God and his Christ and the Holy Spirit. You're making a declaration. You don't need God. You don't want God. You don't want Christ, the Savior of the world. You don't want your sins to be forgiven. You don't want eternal life. You are made a decision, eternal death. So it's a decision you're going to make. You're either going to love death or you're going to love life. If you love death, you will take the mark of the beast system. You will take the mark of the beast and use his system. From that time, that person will begin to suffer consequences and judgments. It won't be well for them. This is what's coming to the United States. First hour, going to play tonight, 6 p.m., 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust